All right, Troy, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Well, what? I'm really stunned that Crispy has just got up. He's wearing a white T-shirt with a black suit jacket and has the shortest shorts on I've ever...
Oh,
what on
Troy.
Earth is this?
Troy!
What is that?
Oh, you're delicious.
Oh, my God, there's a cake with my face on it. I thought that was one of those Amazon things that lights up the ceiling with a galaxy, and it had my face on, and you just suck your teeth into it. What the hell? What is happening?
Happy 100.
Where's my cake? I don't have any cake. I have a Build-A-Bear Fez. I'll put that on my hat. There we go. But hey, happy 100 episodes.
Yes!
Mustache. My name is Troy, and hello, welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. It's the show where two WhoTubers get together and talk about the greatest show in all time and space, Doctor Who. I brought back the old intro, but we're also the hotline that answers your calls through all of time and space. And today, we're celebrating 100 episodes while Crispy rubs the cake off his mustache. That's how we started the episode. Boom.
Wow. Past 100 episodes.
And,
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
It's felt like torture. It feels like we got there really slowly. I'm so sick of talking to you at this point.
Oh, I love you too, mate. 100 episodes.
Yeah,
wow.
I love you really, man. I love you really.
We've had some absolute classics on this podcast. Questions and quizzes.
Oh,
we've
yes.
had your cliffhangers part two. We've
oh,
had
that was
looking
the,
back
a great episode.
On series 11. You know, we've just had some good times. We've just had some good times. I can't believe it, honestly. 100 episodes. That's unreal.
It's truly amazing to think. I mean, we didn't do anything to celebrate 2 years of Who's There, but it's important to mention that that was also last month. It was February the 19th or something,
gosh.
I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
It was 2 years of the podcast, so we're old. We're old, Crispy.
I think we are officially old.
I was looking through our episodes, and my favourite was taking a week off, a Crispy apology.
Yeah,
I really
that's
liked
a great episode.
No episode this week, Crispy has COVID. There were some great ones in there. There's some great episodes. I don't know why they're still on audio platforms. And if by the time you listen to this, they're gone, it's because I actually logged in and deleted them because the YouTube, fine, but why are they scrolling through on Spotify? What's the oldest episode? Crispy has COVID. This is a minute long. Why is this still here? I don't know.
Yeah, but, yeah. Let's get rid of that. But you know what?
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
I think we have such an excellent back catalogue, but what's to come? Oh my gosh, so much good stuff is to come. But I'm glad that we are doing this today because Doctor Who's been so quiet and there's no news for us to talk about. There's no insanely huge headline, probably the biggest headline of the year that we definitely would have made a video on this week. But no, we have to celebrate us and not the fact that Doctor Who is in shambles right now.
We'll do news summations at the end of every month, and we're saying everything's so slow, like January and February barely had anything, and now we're going to do something so big that we can't wait till the end of March to do it, but we can't do it this week because it's episode 100, and it throws everything off, so thank you, Disney.
We would have pushed stuff, we would have moved things around to make sure, but we can't change the 100. So what we're saying, folks, today is that you're stuck with us. We're not going to talk about the big Doctor Who news that I know you want to. If you really want to, I think Troy's got a video out right now.
Go watch it.
I might film something for Crispy Pro that's still up in the air.
I will
be filming something for Crispy Pro as per the encouragement of my friend Troy here.
By your upload schedule, it'll be out, 36 hours from when this goes out, something like that?
Yeah, most likely.
Something like that.
We will see.
Do you know what I've noticed, Crispy? I've said this to one of my friends recently. I feel like I talk in a Yorkshire accent, and not a good one, about half the time I spend with friends now. And I do it without even thinking. I'll randomly just go, oh, all right, we'll go around corner there. I'll just suddenly break into Yorkshire accent, and I'll be like, there's trouble at Mill. You know, like the Crimson Horror.
I'm turning into the Crimson Horror.
Speaking of horrors, though, just before we get into calls, I have to say, Crispy, you told me to get dressed for the occasion. I didn't think you meant put a suit on.
Yeah, what did you do?
I put a Shadow Heart t-shirt on because there was no real reason. I just got it. I bought it for Insomnia Convention, okay? I wanted to go to the gaming convention wearing a Shadow Heart t-shirt, and the best thing for me is I ordered this t-shirt, it turned up, and then about 2 days later they announced that Shadow Heart's actress is going to the con. So it's cinema, it's perfect.
So I thought, asked Troy to dress up for this podcast. I've got a
He said fancy dress, and this is me dressing fancy, okay?
I'm in a suit. I've got little Troy and James Corden on my chest here.
Yeah, when are you sending me one of those
t-shirts?
Oh,
we'll have to organise some kind of store where you can purchase these shirts. But that's enough. Enough tangents!
Fine.
Okay? We have to accept some kind of caller today. So who do you want to hear from first for our 100th episode?
I don't mind. Who are we going to play first, Crispy? You choose.
Do you want a regular or a new one? I think we got a few new callers today.
You know what? My mum said to me recently that I pick out too many names that I recognise. That was one of her recent notes from the podcast. She was like,
your mum has notes for our podcast?
She does. She tells me what she thinks of every episode. So do you know what? I'm going to pick one I don't recognise. So go for Hoob. Who's Hoob?
Hoob.
Go for them.
Okay. Let's hope that they are nice.
Hoob are you?
Just the general question, but what do you think about the classic Doctors?
Oh.
Just like in particular my favourites, the first and fourth. I'd like to know what you think. Thanks.
Of the first and fourth Doctors.
Do you know what I think,
okay.
Crispy?
What?
I think they're classics.
Oh, wow. If I had the soundboard right now, I would give you a round of applause. Very good.
Thank you. I tip my hat to you.
Troy, have you seen any first Doctor stories?
Yes, I have seen most of An Unearthly Child.
Oh, and what did you think of William Hartnell's portrayal as the Doctor?
He's very classic.
Oh, give me more. Give me something more.
All right, Britney Spears. No, I like him. Already derailing. So I've not seen much classic here. I haven't made two videos like you that's going to get 100,000 views each, you know? How is the second video doing?
Oh, it's not doing great. That's okay.
Oh, isn't it? I thought it was doing well.
Oh, it's doing fine.
Is it because you picked the crotons? Because I saw everyone in the comments saying you were an idiot picking the crotons.
Someone in the comments was like, that's my favourite, you should go there, but I'm pretty sure that they were pranking me. But
and
yes,
that's why you shouldn't check your comment section. So everyone leave a comment down below on YouTube and we'll ignore it.
Yeah, correct. That's great advice.
Is that what we're sticking with?
No, absolutely.
Please
not.
Comment down below, actually, everyone, your favourite Who's There memory, and maybe we'll pick out a couple in next week's episode.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, do
that'd
that.
That'd be nice. There you go.
Do that. But yeah, so I've seen a handful of William Hartnell stories. I've seen City of Death is probably one of my favourite.
You're making me really want to watch
Doctor
that.
Who.
Yeah.
Dude, hands down, I was texting with Josh Schnares the other day. I was like, how good is City of Death? And he's like, it feels like a Stephen Moffat script. So it's so timey-wimey. It's so good. And I think you'd
like
love
a good
it. And the location shooting, I mean, come on. So in regards to your question, Hoob, I think William Hartnell is the king, brought the show into life, kind of
the
gave
goat.
The Doctor life. And the fourth Doctor, Tom Baker, he made Doctor Who an international phenomenon. So I think Doctor Who would not be the same without the two of them. Thank you very much.
Well said. Yeah, the founding Doctor and the most popular classic Doctor. Good choices.
That's exactly it. That
I really like
exactly...
Tom Baker. I've seen most of Robot as well, and I really just like him. Also, I doubt any
energy.
Other classic Doctor could deliver such a great line read on, oh, look, rocks, as Tom Baker.
He's the goat.
Yeah.
He's the goat.
He's the goat.
Well, they're both
okay, there you go. Well, thank you very much, Hoob.
Who do you want next, Troy?
Hoob do I want next? Keep scrolling. I've got to pick out another. I can't have my mum telling me I'm being too loyal, you know? So, sorry, everyone I know. It's blame my mum. I'm joking. I will pick out names I recognise later. Let's go for... I'm just one more. Trying to pick one more I don't recognise. I'm trying to be... Jamie Tiong. I don't recognise your name. So, have you got, Jamie?
Here we go. Hello, Jamie. Jamie, hello.
Oh, dear. So, audio listeners...
Jamie?
What are your thoughts on the future of Doctor Who?
Oh.
So, for the audio listeners, I'm going to hope Crispy leaves that completely unedited. That was a 12-second clip where the first 9 seconds were utter silence. I think poor Jamie didn't realise he'd started recording.
Oh, no.
We love, no, lots of love, Jamie. Lots of love. What do you think about the future of Doctor Who, Crispy?
Well, well.
Tune into episode 101, yeah, where we talk about the new filming schedule.
Yeah, it's more of an advertisement for next week, I think.
Okay, how about you tease it, Crispy, with this question? From on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you absolutely hate it, loathe it, despise it, and 10 being you absolutely love it, you could bow down and kiss Russell's feet, how do you feel about the new Doctor Who scheduling change? Pick a number.
Oh, 5.5.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yourself?
I'm you know what, I'll go for about a 5.5 as well.
Okay, all right.
Which means we have some good and bad. Crispy and Troy both have thoughts, not just Troy's thoughts.
Next week's going to be a banger, absolute banger. Mm. Well, thank you, Jamie, for feeding into us, wanting to always advertise.
And for padding out our watch time. We can get more ads, like this one right now on YouTube. I won't remember to put an advert in.
No, I guarantee you I won't remember. You won't remember
I'm not going to lie. I just schedule them every like a set number of minutes, so it almost definitely won't line up. So don't worry about it. Crispy, you pick a couple. You pick a couple of callers.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to find some names I don't recognise. Aiden loves
My mum's living in our heads rent-free now.
Aiden loves Crispy and I'm not sure who this Aiden is. I wonder who.
You know what this caller is. He starred it, ladies and gentlemen, for the listeners.
Can you hear me? Cool. No, Crispy. So I didn't want to talk to you anyways, mate. Hey, it's Aiden, 50% of the 50% of Who podcast. Congrats on 100 episodes. That's amazing.
Oh, is that
and
Aiden?
Awesome.
Oh,
you guys are beacons of hope in the Doctor Who community, and you are both fantastic at what you do. Question. I should ask a question at some point, shouldn't I? I want to know, you know, me and Crispy, we've gone out and we've met Michelle Gomez together, did fantastic interviews with her. What I want to know is, who is your dream Doctor Who guest? And I think we should think outside the box here, not just, you know, your Peter Capaldis or your David Tennant. Let's go nuts. Dream Doctor Who guest. Run for your life. Love what you guys do. I've gone over. Play the music. Have a fantastic 100th episode. You guys are amazing. Bye-bye.
How long that was his call-in? Nice. It was 50 seconds. It's 51,
that was
but
good.
It's close enough. It's close enough.
That
I'm so
good.
Calm I didn't recognise Aiden's voice for 10 seconds. Then I went, oh, yeah, it's Aiden. What's wrong with me?
From
One half of the 50% Doctor Who podcast.
Correct. Wow. Thank you very much for that lovely
call. Thank you very
call.
Much, Aiden.
Appreciate you. So the question was, Troy, dream Doctor Who guest, but don't
Peter
just
K.
do... Don't... Oh, I thought you could say Capaldi. Yeah, Peter K.
Nope,
wow.
Just putting it in there. Peter K. I want Absorbal off on here. You've dabbled with podcast guests. Now meet the genuine article.
100 episode. Had to be in
100
there.
100 episodes.
Had to be in there. I'm pretty sure Peter K's got a record being like, don't like being associated with Doctor Who.
I'm going to Google this real quick. I don't know if I've seen that. Peter
is that right?
K, Doctor Who. I'm just going to search and see what comes up.
I swear he said at a convention he was like,
here we
or
go.
Maybe he
Article
regrets it.
From the 23rd of October, 2023. Even the star, this is the title from Screen Rant, even the star of Doctor Who's worst modern episode, shut up, thinks it's terrible. Hang on, where's the quote? Peter K revealed in his autobiography that he cannot deny Love of Monsters was terrible after a not so great review from his grandmother. K commented on his disappointment with the lack of Doctor's appearance in the episode, but he is proud quote in a perverse sort of way unquote of Love of Monsters being voted the worst episode. He mentioned that rubbish or not, it was brilliant to be a part of Doctor Who. He even bought a plastic figure of the Absorbal off that he found when in New York a decade after the episode aired. He says if showbiz ever stops him, he will be found, quote, at one of those sci-fi conventions signing pictures of Absorbal off for a tenner each. So there you go. I'm sure that there's no love lost between Peter K and Doctor Who.
Absolutely not. I find that so funny. And I was just imagining you, Troy, because you know how Peter K just said, a review from his grandmother. And she was like, that's awful. Imagine, Troy, we work our butts off. I get into a writing position. You get to have a lovely, like, you're the doctor in the show. Okay? And then all of a sudden your mum is like, oh, that episode wasn't very good. That would cut harder than any critic ever.
You'd break my heart.
If your mum said to me, oh, that episode you wrote was rubbish, I think I'd be a very different man. I'd be honest.
I'd be heartbroken. But
I respect your mum's opinion.
We need to think of my doctor before that, Crispy. We need to think of what my doctor... What colour would my doctor's outfit be, Crispy?
it would be, it would just be what you're wearing now. It would just be the dragon.
The Shadowheart t-shirt.
Yeah, the Shadowheart
really?
T-shirt. Yeah, that's it. That's what you'd be wearing. Yeah.
Great. Okay, I've got some great notes there for an outfit, yeah. Folks. Just going to write that down. Wear a Shadowheart t-shirt. Cool. All right. Anything else? No other clothes, just the t-shirt.
No, that's it. That's
okay,
all.
Well, we may need to think of a little bit more, otherwise it's not going to make it on BBC One on Saturday primetime TV, lads.
I'm not sure. We got Shooter Gatwa in his little tidy whities, so it's a pretty exciting time.
They were tidy.
Doctor Who. They were tidy. Absolutely.
They were tidy. Hey, all right, Christy, can you tell me why you have taken us off of the call-in screen? What's happened?
Well, because I was going to answer the question as to who I would like on the podcast and I think
good.
Outside
come on.
The box.
Come on.
A personal inside joke and someone that I think we would genuinely have a good conversation with on the podcast is the person that made the most recent two Sonic Screwdrivers, who we like to refer to as Mike from Fish and Chips. So, what's Troy doing?
That was a noise to reach for the Sonic Screwdriver. Mike from Fish and Chips, mate.
See, that's the exact one. But
it is.
As per the old tradition of this podcast, Mike from Fish and Chips was actually a thing you could choose in this week's latest What, Troy? Oh, I'll get it. I'll play.
Yeah, cue the theme so I can say it. Oh, poll time! There you go! It's poll time! Goodness sake, man made me wait. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the poll for the 100th episode. And I'm not going to lie, this one was a little bit more niche. That's probably why it had a little less votes than normal, which, come on, guys, what the heck? You should know all these references and be voting. I'm very upset. But shout out to 360 people who did vote on this one, because you all get some great references here, Crispy, don't they? We had some great references. What did we have? Do you remember what the poll was?
I can't remember in the slightest. Oh, okay. We were supposed to record this episode last week, so I've
got we're recording this
no
on
idea.
Sunday night. We're supposed to record it on Tuesday night, so anyway,
we're a bit out of whack.
I asked you, who should be the third host of Who's There? We were talking about it for a while, and I was like, we got to come up with something that's like a bit referencey. So I picked out four options. I picked out Crispy's dad, with a picture of David Tennant. Mm. I picked out James Corden, with, like, the very standard promotional shot of him from, like, I think Series 6. I picked out Paul, who, if you haven't seen our first episode, go and listen to it. It was our joke from the start that he was our one listener. His name was Paul. And it was a stock photo of a guy with a thumbs up, and it says, I stock on the photo, because I thought that was perfect. And that's the last option was Mike from Fish and Chips, a more recent reference, who is Mike, I don't know, I don't even remember his surname, but he's the guy who made 14 and 15 Sonic Screwdrivers. And fun fact, that actually is a picture of him on the poll. I was like, let's find an actual picture of him so he can be in there. He can get his more than his 15 seconds of fame, his 16th second of fame.
Nice.
Thanks to us.
Thank
so, Crispy, who
much.
Won on that poll? Who should be the third host of Who's There? Your dad,
I really
James Corden,
want...
Paul, or Mike?
I want it to be Mike. So bad. I haven't
so
checked
do I.
the results. I haven't checked the results, but I feel like it might be close between James Corden and my dad, David Tennant. That's
unfortunately,
where...
it's not close at all.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So
who's won?
In last place, with 11%... is Paul.
No! Paul!
I can't believe it. To be fair, Paul fell off in our conversation. You haven't mentioned Paul as much recently. The poor guy's been in a corner crying for the last 20 episodes. Followed up swiftly by Mike from Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
At 14%.
Okay.
And then James Corden at 21%. And I think, much like a Doctor Who strategy, putting David Tennant in your picture suddenly makes it a lot more popular, because Crispy's dad pulled in 54% of the vote.
I can't believe it.
So...
I can't
David Tennant,
it.
Can you be on the podcast, please? Crispy just ate a cake with my face on. You've eaten a cake with my face on. Come together. Be great. Be a great moment.
I
haven't eaten a cake
with
my face on, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, 200 eps. Troy,
the vindication I'll feel when David Tennant announces another convention and I bring him a cake with a picture of him eating a cake with my face on and get a picture of him with that cake, cakeception.
Oh my gosh. Can you do that?
It's going to happen. I'm gonna look at him. Like, it's gonna sound conceited. I'm gonna try my best to make it not sound that. But I'm gonna look at him and go, "Any chance you recognize me?" And I'm expecting him to say no, because he's met like so many people. And then
he's
I'll just
met a million.
Get the cake out, and he'll go,
"Oh my gosh!"
yeah, let's watch the penny drop. It'll be glorious. If he somehow remembers me before then, it'll probably be even better. But
and then Troy, what are you gonna do after that?
say that he's delicious and kiss him. Well, sorry,
yes,
eat the cake.
Yes, that. But then, because of this poll...
You're gonna let that slide, are you?
because of this poll... Well, he's my dad, you know. He's basically family to you now.
That makes it worse, me saying I'm going to kiss him. Hang on a minute.
Give him a little, little kiss on the cheek.
I know,
whatever.
I was talking to Snog. Anyway.
Oh, cheeky
I'm
boy.
I'm joking. Go on, Crispy. Go on.
After that, you were going to ask him to be the third host of Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. Because... as you say, if he's going to be, you know, considering the idea of a 14th Doctor spin-off show, he obviously doesn't care what he's going to do with his career moving forward. So I think we have a slight chance of him appearing on this podcast.
That was the most brutal, like, snide thing you
could say. He's family. He's family. And he's not going to be in a 14th Doctor spin-off.
Telling you now, I know that our poll said that 70% of you said he's not getting a spin-off. I'm going to say right now, okay? I'm going to say it right this second. If David Tennant's spin-off is not announced by the end of this year, I will make a cake of Crispy's face and eat it live on this podcast.
Okay.
And I'll eat his entire face. I'll make sure I eat the entire face.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. The deal. Sold. Yeah. Shake hands.
But, well, no, it's
virtually.
Sold, but it won't be sold to the person making the cake, because I'm not going to need the cake, Crispy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not going to need
for
it.
Sure.
Not going to need
it. All right.
Should we have another caller, Crispy? Or do you want to do a different segment?
No. You know what? Oh, someone else is currently screen sharing. Oh, dear. We've messed up this time. We've messed up
what
this time.
What do you mean?
Oh, hang on. No, I've got it. I've got it back. Okay, so
there you go.
I figured out how Riverside works, ladies and gentlemen.
It only took him... When did we get Riverside? Was it episode 40?
Yeah, it was just the start of last year, so...
So, okay. Yeah, it's taken you a while. We got there.
We got there in the end. Okay, can you read that for me, Troy, whatever this name is? Here?
Well, I actually don't want to read that one because I think we should stay topical because we just had Aiden from 50% Doctor Who podcast and I can see Connor's name right underneath. So maybe we should have the other 50% first and then tease the next Doctor Who tuber whose initials are JS after that. So, Connor, what have you got to say?
All right, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Connor.
Hey now, this is Connor Hannon from the 50% Doctor Who podcast. How's it going, everybody? Congratulations to Troy and Crispy on their 100th episode. That is an amazing achievement, and I'm very, very proud of both of you.
Thank you,
buddy. My question is, I know it's 100 episodes, but in another 100, you're going to be at 200. So I'm wondering, it's a bit of a simple question, but I'm a bit of a simple guy. What do you think is going to happen in between those 100 episodes? Any plans? Any guests?
Oh.
Anything. Just let us know. What does the future hold? And just want to say congratulations and much love. Hope to be on the show soon. Bye.
Thank you, Connor.
And Crispy, can you just clap for me? Can you clap with me?
Yes, no soundboard, but we can.
Thank you so much, Connor, for being on the podcast and not swearing this time. Love you, buddy.
Yes, well done.
Love you so much. Thank you, man. Watch our 50% episode and watch me slowly lose my mind at me having to put sonic noises over Connor's swearing. Naughty boy.
Naughty boy.
There we go.
Centered himself.
I hope that came through. between episode 100 and 200, Crispy, what do you want to happen? Personally, podcasty, Doctor Who-y, payday-y?
Do you mean like as in for us or episode-wise or guess what?
Everything.
What do you want to know?
Podcast-wise, not podcast-wise. Where do you see yourself in 100 episodes?
In 100 episodes, what's that? Pretty much 2 years from now.
2 years. Somewhere between two and a half
Troy,
years.
I'm getting dangerously close to 30. I'm quite old.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's scary. I don't want to think about that.
But in regards
to episodes, I think we will have seen Shooty's second series, maybe, shortly. By then?
We would have seen, at least.
Wow.
No, we probably have seen his third series if we're going yearly Doctor Who. Third might be on approach. Third will be on approach.
Yeah, third is on the way. Well, I hope we have two absolutely banging series of Doctor Who that Troy and I will love to talk about, and I'm sure there might be some kind of resurgence in interest in Doctor Who from the general public.
There'll also be the 14th Doctor spin-off to talk about.
Of course, which is also known as The War Between Land and Sea, which is the Sea Devil spin-off. That is coming very soon.
That's not happening.
It's not happening. But personally, I don't know. Hope I'm living my best life. I hope that we're still chilling and grilling. I hope we get Mike from Fish and Chips on the podcast. I hope Peter Kay sees an email from us and politely declines the offer.
Politefully?
Politefully.
politely.
You've doubled
declines.
With words.
Now meet a non. I can't think of anything funny. But yeah, that's me. That's me. Troy, what about you? In 200 episodes time, where do you see yourself, the podcast, and life?
Hopefully not single.
Oh!
That'll
Troy.
Do. That'll oh. do.
That was...
Anyone want to set up a dating agency? Man's looking, okay? Man's looking. You know, every time we hop on call, it's all about Crispy and his lovely girlfriend, them loving life, living together, being all cute. And I'm sat here just like, it should have been me! No.
That should be
seriously,
me! That should be me! Sorry. Got
damn,
into
bro,
that.
Got pipes.
Got into that for a second.
I mean, I'll have turned 25, so I'll probably have a quarter life crisis. But that's going to be in the
are
next
Are you only
going to
be 25 by then?
Yeah. Yeah,
how
man.
Old
yeah,
you?
Man.
Are you many, 16 years old?
I'm 24. I'm 24. I'll probably have bought more lightsabers because that's, you know, that's the tradition for me. I honestly don't know where I see myself. Probably a different job. I can see myself not doing tutoring anymore. Mainly just want a more reliable income source, to be honest with you. That's my main problem. I don't know. But as for Doctor Who, yeah, I'm really excited for Shooty. I watched a clip from Church Ruby Road again yesterday and I was like, man, we really got it great with his first episode. He's going to cook in his seasons.
Bro's going to cook.
You know?
Bro's going to cook full show.
Shooty cookwa, more like, you know?
Cook
that was terrible.
In the kitchen.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't that great.
More terrible jokes. That's the best description of this podcast in 100 episodes time.
That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee for the next 200 episodes. Bad jokes.
Yeah.
But thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
From the 50% Doctor Who podcast
for
your excellent question. Appreciate you.
I'm really loving seeing the order of names in here because I said this to Crispy. I woke up one morning and saw like all the notifications. We both get the email notifications for the podcast because it's tied to our podcast email, this website. And I woke up and I just saw this person has sent you a message. This person has sent you a message. So I immediately messaged and went, you emailed a bunch of YouTubers asking to call in, didn't you? He went, yep. I was like, okay, cool. And went back to bed. So
wouldn't
next up, Crispy, who's called in now?
We have the one, the only, the magnificent Josh Snares. Let's listen to what they have to say. Hello.
Go, Josh.
Hello, Crispy and Troy. It's me, Josh Snares. Happy 100th. You don't look a day over 12 years old. My question to you specifically is, why is Josh Snares the best Doctor Who YouTuber of all time? Please respond. Love you guys lots. Happy 100. Now don't die.
What?
I think we're getting old. We're getting old.
Well, listen, Josh. Perhaps you would be if you had a reliable upload schedule.
Well, look. But I don't
like
think it matters.
He's regular.
Me.
He's regular with his uploads.
I'm so good at my uploads.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Josh doesn't need a regular upload schedule.
Josh doesn't. In fairness,
whenever Josh drops a video, it's a banger.
Yeah, I'll say this because I think Josh knows this anyway. The first video that I saw wasn't that long ago. It was the one breaking down the Doctor Who companion that never was, about how Penny was going to be the series 4 companion and instead of it being Donna. One of the most well put together Doctor Who videos I've ever seen. I watched it and I was like, oh, I get the Josh Nares hype. That was really well put together.
Hype?
Yeah. And that's why I jab at you, because you should upload more frequently. You know, you're wasting your talent. You're wasting it, Josh!
We want more! So
also,
much
hang on, what will I say that annoys... I know. Josh, make more animations, yeah? That's all Josh gets asked. Do full animations. And they're like, mate, I'm doing it on my own. Do more, Josh! Come on! Give us more!
Come on, yeah.
Hire a team! You can afford that, can't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah,
no, much love, Josh. And we need Josh on the podcast, man. Why haven't we done this?
It'll happen.
100 episodes.
To answer Connor's question, that's something in the next 200 episodes. I want to make sure happens. That
just get all the oldies on in one go. You, me, have the 50% boys and Josh Snares, and I'll just sit here like the fifth wheel as you four all have a nice joke.
You might not understand us because we're all Australian. We might be talking a different lingo.
The more Australians there are, the more concentrated the accent gets. And I'm like, what's this about wallabies and shrimps on barbies?
G'day,
and what's going on, mate?
Shooty Gatwa. That was
Shooty Gatwa. Do you think he enjoys his shrimp on Barbie? Do you think he goes right around? Give me some Australian slang.
Shrimp
slang
on the set of Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Shooty give me one piece of Australian slang you'd use. Teach me something now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, of all the Australian slang has just left my head as soon as you say that. I can't think of any Australian slang. Hang on, let me look it up.
Your girlfriend tells you a really funny story. How would you reply?
Oh, gee, golly, mate.
Wow, I can see why she thinks you're hot.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, here we go. Over 125 Australian slang terms and phrases.
I'll tell you. This. Why are you
I'll tell you. Well, you don't know if I use. Oh, okay. Troy, if I asked you to grab me a cold one, what's that?
Yeah, it's cracking open a cold one with the boys. It's getting a beer.
Okay, brilliant. What is a bottle-o?
It's the first letter of the alphabet.
What's a bottle-o?
A bottle-o, like a bottle of something?
Oh, wow, yes. It's the liquor store, the bottle shop.
Oh, like a bottle-o Coke, bottle of Coke or something, yeah?
It's just a bottle-o. Bottle-o.
Okay.
Right. Troy, if I said that someone... what's an esky? Do you know what an esky is?
No clue.
Oh my gosh, I love this game. Okay, that's like a cooler, like a little, do you know, like a movable cooler?
Yeah.
Okay, oh wow. Okay.
I love that, by the way, this guy's lived in Australia his entire life. He's having to Google Australian phrases, folks.
Well,
just,
because there's just part of the language, you know? It's like, it's hard to think that something is different when it's so part of the norm.
Yeah, right, okay.
Okay, Troy, and just one more. Do you know what a servo is?
A servo?
Yeah.
I've heard the word before. It's not a server.
No, it's nothing to do
go
with...
Go on, what is it? What's a servo?
It's a, like, gas station. It's where you get your petrol.
Okay.
I've got two things to do today. I've got to pop by the bottle O, get to the servo. We end things with a lot of O's, apparently.
Mm. No, you won't end them with a lot of mates.
Mate. G'day, mate.
Mate.
How you doing, mate?
Listen, mate. Hey, mate. Listen, you're all right, mate?
You're all right, mate.
G'day, mate.
How you doing?
Is this offensive yet, mate?
A little bit. Who do you want?
Okay, a little bit. Moving on. We have one more YouTuber, Crispy, and who is it? I'll tell you what. Everyone at home, guess right now, we're going to leave a convenient 3 seconds of dead air for you to guess the name of the YouTuber. And go. Okay, now let's insert a couple of reactions to pretend like that. You got it right! Well done! Well done! Look at that, Crispy.
Good job.
Amazing they got that. Okay, now you take the you got it wrong one.
Oh, unlucky. Oh, gosh. Time for a trip to the bottle-o. Okay. Who do you think it is, everyone?
I'm the one who's tired, and you sound more exhausted than I do. You just woke up, fella.
And had some cake. Okay.
Yeah! You're having a pretty good Monday morning.
I'm having
let
a
me
great
tell you.
Monday morning. I got my bottle right here.
A great one.
Let's go. Okay.
Whoa. I dare you to drink some of that right now.
Okay. While we listen to Thari's message, I will have this really incredibly.
I like how you didn't know it was Thari's till you said that.
Oh yeah, it's Thari's. Everyone, congrats. So
it's gone to the dogs, mate. This episode's gone to the dogs.
This is like $8 cooking wine. So it's going to taste...
You're going to drink wine on the podcast. Mate, if I wasn't teaching at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'd get some vodka out, lad. I would.
You ready? Here we go. Cheers
sadly,
to you,
I'm
Troy.
Teaching.
What have you got in your big Captain Marvel drink? Cordial?
It's just cordial. It's just juice.
Well, cheers, mate. 100 episodes.
Let's pretend it's wine. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Love you lots.
He conveniently forgot to press Thary's message while he was drinking, which is what he said he was going to do. So,
okay, that's so foul. Thary's, what have you got?
Hello, Troy and Crispy.
Hello.
My question is very simple. Let's say, for argument's sake, there's a disastrous event and all series of New Who are getting wiped out somehow, like a flux level event, or, you know, they just all, every copy ever just gets tossed into a bin or removed from hard drives, right? You can only save one series of New Doctor Who. Which series of New Doctor Who are you saving? And why? That's my question. Happy 100th episode, and please get me on again.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You can come on any day, mate. You can come on any day, fella.
Mate, come on. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Maybe should we have him on next week to talk about the schedule?
We could. We very well could.
Hit him up. Let's get him on.
Wow. Okay. Interesting question. So there's a flux level event that only affects Doctor Who series and the BBC archive and every single online copy ever.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? It's a bit different. Bit goofy.
Okay. Okay, Troy, you go first, because my one's pretty obvious.
I think I would save series 11.
Great choice, man.
Because
some
then
really
I would say to myself,
stories.
Do you know what? If I ever feel like life couldn't get any worse, I'll remember that Series 11 exists.
Well, you were quite nice to Series 11.
I know. I need to make it clear, both of the jokes I've made about Series 11 this episode are just jokes. I'm just kidding. Which one would I really save? Probably Series 4.
Yeah, okay. That's a great choice.
It's just a fantastic series. Like, I've talked about it before. Like, the first series I watched, actually being a fan of Doctor Who, one of the best ones holding up looking back. The base plate for the 60th.
Mm.
What's not to like, you know? And Crispy,
well
you're going to say Series 7, right?
Yes, dude. My favourite series.
Exactly.
My favourite series.
You love the Crimson Order.
Doesn't get much better.
The Crimson Order.
No, Troy. In all honesty, my head, what my head's telling me is,
oh, Series 8, yeah. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
Not Series 8.
Oh, no, it's Flux. Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's not. That's it. I jest.
Series 2?
What my serious answer is, stop going through all of my least favourite series.
I know, I'm going through... Hang on, that wasn't intentional. I'm going to minute you.
So, what my head is telling me, logical answer, for me personally, I would save Series 5 because I think that's a fantastic series.
Yeah.
And one of my all-time faves. What my heart is telling me, you know, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? I open up the door and who do I see? It's Series 6. Look at me in the face, saying, I missed you. It's, you know, it's the apocalypse.
There'd be silence from it.
No. No! No!
That was a great joke. Give me credit. Give me a little bit.
No, you said it like last week.
Yeah, okay, and sometimes my best jokes are the reused
ones.
We've
never repeated jokes on this podcast.
I genuinely did that. I went out with a friend yesterday. You probably saw it on my Instagram, and I made the same joke with her twice, and it wasn't even an hour apart. And I don't know why I did it, but I did it with chest.
Oh, Troy.
There's a building in Birmingham. I can't believe I'm going to say this joke because it was absolutely terrible. There's a building in Birmingham called the ICC. It's like a big opera, like music venue.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does the sailor say when he's on his boat? ICC. I shouldn't laugh at that.
Oh,
I did it twice. And I said it the second time. And she went, you said that already. I was like, yeah. And it's not even slightly funnier than it was the first time.
Oh, dearie Troy. Mm. Oh, my boy.
You know, it's funny. I said earlier about still being single. I think I just realised why that's the case. So,
that's all right,
next
Troy,
caller,
Troy, you know what they say about love? You know what they say about...
What do they say?
Steering the ship of love is that it's an ICC. Oh, no. That's what they say. That's what they say about love.
I'm doing
mate.
What you're doing right there, Crispy. Just really stretching it. You're stretching it, lad. You're stretching it.
It's an ICC. What can
Next
I say?
Caller.
That's what love is.
Who we got?
Okay. We've got Troy. I need you to pick one. We've gone through the Who
Tubers.
Okay,
we're
going to
pick Connor McRae because Mr. Connor here actually made the theme you heard as the introduction for this episode.
Yes, we should have mentioned that, but there was a beautiful orchestral theme earlier, and that was actually a fan-made one by Conor McRae.
Yeah, we're firing Sammy Chu because he didn't think to do that. He didn't conscientiously think of it, so he has therefore lost his job as our composer. Yeah, because he's done so much for it. No, we love you, Sammy. I'm joking. No,
we love
Connor
you,
just messaged me. The funny thing was, he messaged me and was like, would you be interested in making you a theme? I didn't see the message very quickly. And in the time it took me to come back, he actually just went, screw it, I'll make it anyway, and sent it. So when I opened the message, I saw, would you like me to make one? No pressure. Here it is. Hope you like it. And I listened. I was like, yeah, we're using that. Cool.
Yeah,
cool. So thanks, Connor.
Thank you.
So what's Connor got to say? He's 11 seconds over, but you know what? I'll allow it because he made a great theme.
Let's go.
Happy 100 years, Crispy and Troy. You've made it to the episodes, not years. It's the same thing. It's basically the same amount of time.
Feels like
it's actually a serious one. Obviously, you know, I do my audio bits and bobs and things like that, and I have fun. Thank you for letting me do that. But I actually wonder if you guys had any suggestions of doctors you want me to include or things like that, because I've got a couple of David Tennant ones in the pipeline, and Beast Boss has suggested a Jodie Whittaker one. But, like, yeah, what do you guys actually want to see? Let me know, and I'll try get some of them throughout the rest of the year. Cheers, guys.
That's really nice. You know what I just realized then? When I realized that, you know, Conor McRae is talking to Beast Boss, I was like, wow, we actually have weirdly created a little community. There's a whole thing, there's a whole separate thing going on related to Who's There that we're not a part of. And I think that's a little bit special. Don't you think?
That's insane the beautiful thing, to me. Of your children, you know, as you get to watch them fly.
We get to watch them flourish.
We get to watch them fly.
Oh,
You are all our children of time. How about that?
And your granddad is David Tennant. So congratulations.
Yeah. David Tennant is all of your granddad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Correct. That's so crazy.
It's insane. To answer your question, no shooting.
Oh, yeah.
I want a shooty one. You've not got much source material right now, but I'd love to hear a shooty one.
Yeah, get some clips from Sex Education, maybe. There might be some stuff in there.
No, it has to be from Doctor Who. Come on.
I'm going to say, give me some James Corden. Give me some James Corden, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
You know what, I'm just now expecting him to have one that splices Shooty and James together, and it's nobody else. That's your challenge. James Corden and Shooty Gatwa, make them have a conversation ask you a question.
So hard.
Yep. He's literally, for both of those people, he only has two episodes of source material.
Ooh.
And even within that, that's not tons for some of them. So
have a
good time. And Crispy, can I just point something out? I've just realised something about
what have you realised?
Shooty. I thought about it. Did you see a tweet recently that said that there's going to be another Doctor Who trailer on the 22nd of March?
Yeah, that'll be our next episode, hey?
Yeah. Are we going to have to do a late recording again for the next episode to make sure we cover it?
Correct, sir. Yep.
What am I doing next Sunday?
Oh,
I'm good.
Boy.
You're all right. You're all right. Yeah, it's in we'll 2 weeks that. I'm at the gaming convention, so...
Yeah, that will make it work. I forgot
and
about
I'll say
that
it again.
Well.
I said it before, but I do want to reiterate because I'm going to mention it on my channels. If anyone does see me in Birmingham at that convention in 2 weeks, please come and say hi. I don't bite.
Yeah.
Unless you say that I smell, then I will bite violently and it will be all your fault.
And if you see me at the convention in Birmingham, ask, what the heck are you doing here? Don't you live in Australia? And then just question it.
If you see Crispy, you didn't because he's not there.
I'm not there. I'm simply
just look
not.
Around for the guy in the Shadow Heart t-shirt. You'll know it's me.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
For all 3 days.
Yeah. That's why you're stinky, mate.
Whoa!
You said you might be stinky.
No, I didn't. I said if someone tells me I smell, I'll bite them. It doesn't mean I do smell.
Well, you've worn the same t-shirt for 3 days.
Okay, and maybe I just smell of roses all the time.
Have you washed the shirt?
No.
What?
This is my first time wearing it, though, so I don't think it needed washing.
I meant on the convention. Will you have access to a washing machine?
Yeah, I'll go for a dip
dryer.
In the Birmingham Canal and I'll be fine.
Brilliant. Salt. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
At least we
I'm
know
sure
Troy's...
that's clean water. Yeah. I'm sure it's absolutely sparkling clean. No problem. Bit of a bar of soap. Be great. Be great.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. Hey, Troy.
Yes.
I want to hear from the Beast Boss, so that's what I'm going to do right now.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Here Come on. Hello, Beast Boss. Missed you, buddy. How are you? Hello.
Hey, boys. Congratulations on getting my favourite podcast to 100 episodes. Now, I have a personalised question for each of you.
Mm.
Starting with Troy. I saw that you made an interview video with someone from Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh,
so
no.
What is the likelihood that we can get a Tilly Steele interview? Now, Crispy. Regarding Classic Who, what do you have to tell someone who wants to watch all of Classic Who but can't quite get into it? Asking for a friend, of course. I can't wait to hear your answers, but as always, I'm reporting you to the council.
Fantastic. I love the Beast Boss so much.
So, do you realise the thing about Tilly Steele? How much of this
Who
are you
is
aware
that?
Of?
I am not aware of Baldur's Gate at all. All I know is that you share little screenshots on Twitter about how much fun you're having. That's all I know.
Okay. I don't. It's not like I have any Baldur's Gate t-shirts or anything, yeah.
He's literally wearing one right now. He doesn't
know. It's not like I have any Baldur's Gate trading cards on my desk.
Bro doesn't know he's got trading cards on his desk.
Yeah, bro, it's not like I've got any... Where's it gone? I have a coin from Baldur's Gate 3. I can't find it. There you go. It's not like I have any
bro
coins.
Bro doesn't know he has Baldur's Gate coins.
Shut up. So, Tilly Steele is not a Baldur's Gate 3 character. She's an actress. She was in Doctor Who. She was in The Witchfinders. I don't remember her character's name, but she was the young girl...
Yep.
Who... Yeah,
I'm with
you know,
it. I know
like,
exactly
you can't
who
drown
about.
That woman. It's probably something she said.
That famous quote. That famous Doctor Who quote.
The Beast Boss is obsessed with her. I don't understand why. Nothing against her. I'm sure she's lovely, but maybe he's just like seen all her projects or something. It just feels like the most out of left field thing for him to be interested in.
That's so.
But
funny.
Tilly Steele also has a couple of very small roles in Baldur's Gate 3. So like he's been finding an angle to try and mention it whenever possible. But now he knows I like Baldur's Gate. He's like. You like the game that Tilly Steele's in? And then I put the interview out with someone from Baldur's Gate 3. Go watch it, please. It needs more views. And he commented going, so when's the Tilly Steele interview? I can't escape it, Crispy. I can't escape it.
Well, you might just
I think
have
we need to
do
get
it.
Tilly Steele on the podcast.
I think we'll have to. That might be very interesting, actually. That could be good. We could see.
Tell her about her biggest fan.
Yeah, you've got a massive fan in our Discord. Okay, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. But to answer your question to me, someone
Nobody
who's
wants
definitely
to hear
not
Next
you,
caller.
Someone who's definitely not the Beast Boss wants to get into classic Doctor Who. Look, mate, I'm probably not your best source there. I'm only a few stories in. I've only watched...
Yeah, bro, watch the Crotons.
I've only watched, like, 14, 15, 16 stories so far. Mm-hmm. And, look, if you get an episode like the Crotons, man... Classic Give Doctor up. Who can sometimes be a bit of a slog, but if you get a story, if you get a story like City of Death, it is the easiest thing. So my guess is have friends or people that you can like talk to about classic Doctor Who that know their stuff, because that's the only thing. I got Josh Nez to tell me which stories are good. I got a lot of you in the comments to tell me which are good. Beast Boss, if you want to become my friend, I will tell you to watch City of Death. That's all.
And he'll tell you to get to interview Tilly Steele, so don't open that door.
Yeah, true, true. But oh, look, I'm not the connoisseur on classic Doctor Who. I'm simply not. I've only dipped my toes into the water that is classic Doctor Who, and let me tell you, it's an ICC. All right, it is an ICC.
ICC. That actually worked really well. That's good. Yeah. That I like that. Mm-hmm. That was good. I have to admit, though, for a second, the way you paused you explaining, I thought you were going to say my suggestion would be have friends and then just move on. And I was like, my that suggestion must have been brutal. No. You guys have been on our Patreon for months and you're going to vandalize him like that?
The Beast Boss is my friend. The Beast Boss is my friend. Okay. Troy, my boy, we've got a few more callers. Shall we see what they have to say?
We do, but didn't you say there's something else you wanted to do?
I do. I think we might save that for the end.
Well, I mean, how are we doing on runtime, buddy? Because we're already quite deep. We're quite deep in this episode. Mate, are we doing a longer episode tonight?
It's 100. It's 100 eps. We're going to go for 100 hours. It's a 100-hour episode.
Well, I'm sleepy, Crispy. I want to go to bed.
Yeah, and I started work 11 minutes ago, so let's keep it rolling.
He's working very efficiently. Shout out Crispy's work. I hope you're not watching this.
They better not be. Okay. Let's
so you know about this podcast, because you might have just incriminated yourself.
Oh, maybe. All right, Mr. Scarlo, hello. How are you, mate?
He's going to work overtime tonight.
Oh, yeah, I will. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm refreshing
the page. Oh, it's got stuck! It's
here
got
go.
Stuck!
Mr. Scarlo! Oh,
hello, guys. Happy 100 episodes. I might not sound right, but that's because I'm ill. Anyway, I've got two questions. This one's more to Crispy than to Troy. Oh. But anyways, Crispy, what's your favourite classic story and why? And also for Troy... What's the classic story you're most intrigued or excited to see, and why?
Oh.
And my second question is, what do you want the podcast to look like in 2024 and beyond? Simple as that.
Oh, well.
I want it to end.
In 2024.
I want it gone. I've had enough. I can't be doing with this.
Well, Troy, I'm going to speak for both of us. My favourite classic Doctor Who story is City of Death, and I think you should be intrigued most by City of Death.
That was going to be my answer, unironically.
I think
I was
you would
say
genuinely love it.
Followed up by Revelation of the... No, Remembrance of the Daleks. I really want to watch that.
The Sylvester one?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's a fun one. That is a fun one. Okay.
Favourite classic story, though, is the only one I've seen in full, which is The Time Warrior.
That's also quite good.
It's right, I like that. Mainly because Sarah Jane Smith.
The Zondarans?
If it wasn't a hassle to join back into the call, I would have left. Just making it aware. They're making the intention known, Crispy. Making the intention known.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let me pick a name out I do recognise now. All right, you know, enough of me pandering to my mum. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm a grown man. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
Crispy, scroll. Let's see. What have we got?
Okay. Let's
see what names we have.
We've got this one here.
Okay, we have you. Yeah, I'm not going to pick
here.
You.
We got this
evil.
One here.
I really want to pick Grace, but are they going to roast me again for Baldur's Gate? Because it's going to be even worse than me wearing the Shadowheart t-shirt.
Okay, what does Grace have to say?
No, wait, hang on. Oh, okay, he's playing it.
You want, what? I haven't started yet.
I was going to say, when it got announced that Jennifer English was going to the convention, the first person I asked was in the Who's the Discord, I added Grace and went, you're going to mock me even more now, aren't you? Just went, I'm so glad you thought of me when you saw the announcement. If you haven't watched, it was an episode of like 2 weeks ago, and Grace was like, are you enjoying playing with Shadowheart in Baldur's Gate? And I was like, shut up. So come on, Grace, what have you got this time?
Hello.
Happy 100th episode, guys. I want to thank
Wrong
you for
Grace!
Your positivity.
Wrong Grace!
This is Grace the Kiwi.
Yeah, it's a different Grace. Sorry, so Grace Trexel just got a massive shout out, so shout out to Grace. I'm so sorry, Grace the Kiwi. Back to you.
I'm just watching the old Who.
Oh, hang on. Whoa.
Happy 100th episode, guys. I want to thank you for your positivity, because unfortunately you can't just watch any old WhoTubers, as many take it as an opportunity to dump all over stuff they don't like, especially our Jody, my goodness. And as our definitely non-evil friend Dan said, what's the point of being alive if you're just going to be negative? Because let's face it, Doctor Who is a show about change, somehow always the same, but always something new. Wild cards like the Timeless Child and Bi-Generation. And honestly, I'm here for it. Because if it didn't change, what would we have? A show that ran for 3 years in the 60s and then stopped? So thank you for supporting the show through all its changes. Thank you for your unrelenting positivity. Peace out.
Oh, it was just a really nice message.
That's the nicest column we've had, and I vandalised it by thinking it was the wrong Grace. I'm so sorry, Grace the Kiwi. I'm so sorry.
Good Grace. Okay,
that
fantastic.
That was brilliant. That's, wow. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Although, 13th Doctor bad, 13th Doctor bad. There we go.
No, we're not them. We are...
No, 13th Doctor great. She's just been on Bake Off tonight, Jodie Whittaker. I haven't watched it.
Oh, really?
I might actually watch it because she's on it, yeah. I saw my Twitter timeline going mental over it, so I'm like, oh, I might just watch this. It looks like the kind of chaos I need in my life.
I'm so excited for you to enjoy the only last few moments of you enjoying a live Twitter reaction after a piece of television goes live, because when Doctor Who comes back, you won't get to have the Twitter aftermath straight away, because Doctor Who comes out at midnight for you.
And that's a good thing. I do not want to see my Twitter timeline complaining about things. So actually, Crispy, that's good. I'm happy about that.
Doctor Who fans have never complained about anything once.
Never, ever. Never, ever, ever. They're the most positive fan. They're just as positive and cheery as the Star Wars fan base talking about the sequel movies.
Oh man, no discourse there. Hey, Troy. So,
Crispy, yeah. Question. Whose lightsaber is this?
Oh, are you trying to quiz me right now?
Her full name, please. I want her full name.
Ahsoka Tano.
No. Oh, you actually don't know, do you?
Oh, is it Rey Skywalker?
Say it a bit louder.
Rey Skywalker.
Say it a bit louder. Come on. Say it with chest, buddy.
Rey Skywalker.
Until you say it louder, we're not moving on from this bit.
Rey Skywalker!
Thank you very much. Connor from the 50% podcast is now crying into his Cheerios because I tweeted out that I'd rewatched Rise of Skywalker recently, still love the movie, and he was the only person to reply and say it was ass. Everyone else was like, yeah, I actually like this movie. So, Connor, you suck.
Well, I don't appreciate you quizzing me like that, but you know what that brings us to, Troy?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
You didn't. Is this the episodes. Surprise thing?
100 episodes.
Oh, no.
Here we go again. That's right. Questions and quizzes. Questions and quizzes. Questions and quizzes. Questions and quizzes. What's up?
Troy, my boy. It's been too long. Put that lightsaber away, sir. Put that lights up. Oh, dearie. Oh, dearie.
Oh, I got my headset off. That wasn't intentional.
That is
violent.
Don't
have to hear it anymore. It's great.
That is violent. So, Troy. Just before going today.
I was just resting my chin in it, mate. Don't be making it so violent. How dare you?
Oh, well...
Just relaxing.
Troy, how well do you know the 60th anniversary and Christmas special from
I know that, but the giggle is one of my favourite episodes of Doctor Who ever.
I doubt that will be a question, but I have an official quiz from the Doctor Who TV site that I want you to answer today.
Oh, wow. Troy, that's going to be easy, isn't it? I feel like their questions are going to be really simple.
Are you up... for the challenge today?
I'm up for it, especially now. I hope I get humbled after saying that. I just feel like a Doctor Who quiz is going to be really easy because it's just on there, you know.
Okay, Troy, can you see the quiz?
I can see the quiz.
Oh, right. Here we go. Everyone at home, please feel free to play
along.
Insert
that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style music that you love to
yeah,
use.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I could do it now if you want. It might make it a bit more fun for us. Oh, I can't
you can
do it.
Right
I
now,
can't.
Can you
no, I can't.
Sharing?
You're absolutely right. Okay, here we go. Troy, please complete the quote. A great day for Meepkind and the start of a new reign of terror as the Meep returns to the stars for revenge and feasting. Now, activate the A. Gravity stations? Stanchions? I'm not quite sure
stanchions,
what that says.
Yeah.
The dagger drive, flight deck, and the initializers. What quote is that? Complete that.
Very easy. It's the inflagrant dagger drive.
It's the dagger drive? You didn't sound...
It's the dagger drive, baby.
Incorrect. It was the initializers, apparently.
Moving on. Here we go, Troy. Complete
okay,
the quote.
Okay, so if we can please get a Curb Your Enthusiasm edit that I said this quiz was going to be easy because it was on their official website and I get the first question wrong.
Aye, aye, aye. But Troy, you'll get this one, surely. Finish the quote from Wild Blue Yonder. You can appreciate the A, gravity of the situation. B, mavity of the situation. C, havity of the situation. Or D, shavity of the situation.
Now, I have to say, the question doesn't say complete the quote. It just has the quote with dots in it. So this is actually a matter of perspective. It depends on whether you're answering as the 14th Doctor, as Donna, or as Isaac Newton, because you would have different answers.
Oh my gosh.
It's true. But I'm going to hope that they've gone for the gravity of the situation.
You want gravity?
Don't you dare click Mavity. Don't you dare click Mavity.
I think it is... Oh, wait, no, you're right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But shouldn't it be Mavity? It says in the answer. There
you
go.
Oh, here we go. This is nice. It's a picture of Wilf, and it is saying, I never thought I'd see you again after all these years. Oh, Doctor, that lovely face. It's like A, a summer breeze, B, springtime, C, daybreak, or D, a sunrise.
Springtime. And I would have known that without the options. It's a great quote.
Beautiful.
Maybe we should start. Should we do the 17 DVDs and get me to guess the answer?
Oh, yeah.
Before
okay,
they
here we go.
Screen?
That's good. Okay,
all
here
right,
we go.
Ignore that they're on the screen. I'm not going to read them.
Okay, because I'm always so certain, I'm all Sonic and TARDIS and Time Lord. Take that away. Take the toys away. Dot, dot, dot.
What am I?
All right, that's on there.
There it is.
Here we go.
Let's go. Yeah, let's see if I can do this.
Here we go.
Quotes? They are great.
I'm poor wee Sticky Sue. I don't know what to do. I lost my precious hubby. Do you need the answers?
Ooh, I lost my precious hubby. I'm going to see the options.
Okay, here we go. We have, I found him in the shrubby.
Oh, I know it now. I've looked at them. I know him instantly.
The babbies are oh so grubby. They threw me in the cubby. Or what's left of him is stubby. Oh,
That's a bit much. Mm. They threw me in the cubby.
They threw you in the cubby. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm
poor wee
Stooky Sue. I don't know what to do.
Stooky Sue. Okay, here we go. From the toy maker, I think. Moments like these are pure joy. When someone thinks they can outwit the maker of the games, do you think a grand total of two can cause me to shiver when I've played against the guardians of time and space and shrank them into... A?
I had to look at the options because I actually don't know. I'm torn between two.
What are you torn between?
The options are voodoo dolls, monkeys banging cymbals, spinning tops, or hand puppets.
Yeah.
I'm torn between voodoo dolls and spinning tops. In my head, I can visualize him saying both of those, or hear him saying both of those. I've played against the guardians of space and time and shrank them into voodoo dolls, or shrank them into spinning tops. I'm going to go voodoo dolls.
Here we go. Correct. Well done,
Yay!
Troy.
I like how imagining him say it helped me get that right. The horse to go clippity-cloppity.
Clippity-cloppity.
Clippity-cloppity down the street. Oh, yeah. Go on.
You're going to be someone else. It doesn't matter who.
What?
Because every single one of you is...
Fantastic. Come on.
Here we go. Next. Easy done.
Easy.
I don't know how many are in here. The doctor.
I'm so annoyed I got the first one wrong.
The doctor that first met the toy maker never, ever stopped. Put on trial, exiled, key to time.
All the devastation of Legopolis. Adric.
Correct. Wow. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, name the doctor. Occupation, not the doctor. Current status, just passing by. Employer, myself. Address, that blue box over there. Now, if you don't mind, I just got snowmanned and I would like...
to go home. But I do like one of the options is to be literally anywhere else.
I truly would say that.
It's me recording with you. Anyway.
Oh! 500 puppies with golden fur, orphan boys with jet black hair, and this is from the Goblin Song, everyone.
I don't know this. I actually don't know this. So what are the options, Crispy?
We have a bowl of soup in the afternoon, rhino men standing on the moon, circus clowns with a red balloon, loving couple, Morven and Foon.
A Voyage of the Damned shout-out? I love
Shout-out. Voyage of the Damned.
Okay, well, I mean, the only one that really lines up, 500 puppies with golden fur, orphan boys with jet black hair, and a bowl of soup in the afternoon, and circus clowns with a red balloon. It's not rhino men standing on the moon, and it's not loving couple Morven and Foon. And the reason I don't think it's circus clown with a red balloon is because that's also a reference to Doctor Who. Bowl of soup in the afternoon is the only one I can think of that's not a reference. Rhino men is Jadoon, circus clowns with a red balloon, that's Bradley Walsh as the clown in Sarah Jane Adventures, and then obviously Voyage of the Damned. So I'm going Bowl of Soup in the afternoon. Am I that embarrassing? I'm wrong. It was Circus Clowns with a Red Balloon.
No.
Oh,
tragedy.
No.
Okay, here we go. Ruby Sunday. Mrs. Flood. Did you see? There was a man. He was about so high and amazing.
In a big leather coat, wasn't it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, yes.
It's on
yes,
there.
Yes,
it's on there.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. Oh,
well,
I need to
done.
Go outside.
Well done.
Oh,
Troy.
No. Skip signing up because we are already signed up, Crispy, aren't we?
Skip to see results. Troy.
Yeah, let's see the results. I got two wrong, didn't I?
You got 9 out of 11 questions. Well done. Well done,
I got Troy. Chris out of math.
Yep, correct. Well done. Hey, you know what?
I can't believe I didn't get 11 out of 11, though. I'm going to hang up my coat as the most nerdy, knowledgeable, quote-filled Doctor Who fan. I'm so sorry, everyone. I let you all down, and I'm really, really disappointed in myself.
That's okay.
Chris, can we move on, please?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think we've done what we needed to do today. We've had
Let's
wine.
Take one more caller,
we've
Crispy.
Had... You want to take another call? Oh, my gosh.
One more. Finish us off with a caller.
Okay. Okay. I will do
know
that
what?
For you.
Go for the first person who called in. Who was the first person to send in their 100 episodes message? Who was that?
It was Julia.
Julia. I that's one I recognise. There we go. And hopefully not the wrong Julia this time.
No.
So, Julia, what have you got to say?
Hello, Julia. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Julia again. Happy 100th episode. Well done for going so far. I've enjoyed watching for quite a while. And my question for both of you is, which character in Doctor Who would you want to marry? For me, it would be River Song, as you can tell by my name. She's just so awesome, such a cool character. I feel like we could connect. I want to be my wife.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, her name did say in the call, Julia brackets River's wife, so yeah, that does line up.
Yeah, we should have seen
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, Crispy. Mm. Who would you pick?
I've got someone.
Go on.
I've got someone.
Is this who you actually could see yourself with, or are we going for a jokey answer here?
I was going, well, maybe not. Well,
maybe not. Maybe not to what? You can't be given two options and say maybe not.
My jokey one, but now that I think about it, it might be more serious than I realize.
Okay, jokey answers,
go. I think that they would... No, this is both... This encapsulates both. I think that they would always be there for me. I think that they would always make me laugh. And they have glass nipples. It is, of course, Nardole.
You're really going to have your last question answer on our 100th episode be Nardole?
Would you have it any other way?
Yes, I was expecting James Corden, to be honest.
No. Matt Lucas.
He's healing everyone. He's healing. Mm. Okay, well, I'll give an actual answer then. Who could I imagine getting on with the most? Or, like, actually having a good relationship with. Do you know what? I'm going to use a quote to answer the question.
What?
I'm going to pick Amy Pond, because if we got together, our kids would have very, very red hair.
Wow.
You might say the ultimate ginger.
That's, Troy, that's poetic. That is poetic.
Thank you so much. Thank
wow.
you so much.
Wow. Well, no notes. No notes yeah. from me today.
There were a whole nebula of possible answers there, and I picked the right one.
Cheeky boy. It's a little Guardians of the Galaxy reference. Troy, as we always have with our episodes, Troy's closing comments. Troy's closing thoughts. What do you have to say?
But that's... Huh?
As the segment goes, it's always Troy ends the episode with his thoughts.
No, it's not. At this point, my brain stopped working and I expect you to save the episode. What do you mean?
Okay.
Do I have to be really poetic here and say something really sweet?
Say something really nice about 100
episodes.
I don't
have the capacity to be nice to people anymore. It's all gone.
Oh.
100 episodes with you has really worn down my capacity to be a nice person. I'll be honest with you.
I doubt it.
What do you mean by that?
You love me.
So, everyone, thank you all very much for 100 episodes. Seriously, truly, it's been an amazing 100 episodes. Is this where I make the joke that we're ending the podcast again? Every time we talk about a milestone, I always be like, and that's why we're ending it.
Yeah.
No, not this time. Because this time it's not a joke. We really are stopping. Thank you. No, seriously. Mm. So, I really can't thank you all enough. I mean, it's just funny to see where it's come from me texting Crispy every now and again, being like, can we do a podcast? We really should do a podcast. He'd be like, nah, I'm not really feeling it, mate. You know, just like that SpongeBob. I don't really feel like it. And then eventually, just at one point, it came through at the right time and you went, you know what? Let's do it. And look, you know what? It brought Crispy Pro back as well. You know, yeah. You said that, so I'm not making this up. I'm not claiming a boost. It's still one of my favorite things about this is you say that that's what got you back into doing WhoTube.
Yeah,
like, I feel that proper love for that. I think it's so cool. I think it's so good. And I'm just glad that we managed to do this. And I have said before on record, this is the only thing on YouTube I've ever been this consistent with. So I'm really proud of us for that. I really am proud of us. I think it's fantastic. We really should be cheering ourselves on because we've done great. So thank you, Crispy. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you all in about 3 months' time. We're taking a break. I need some time away from Crispy. We are back. There's no time off. We're going to be next week. We've got a lot to talk about.
Too much.
I think, Crispy, right now, we definitely need to call next Sunday. You're going to have another short editing job because we need to wait for that trailer.
We'll get it done.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
So we're going to have possibly a trailer that, if you haven't heard, I should have said this more clearly earlier, but it's been rumoured there's going to be a new trailer provided by Disney, possibly, for the first season. So this might be the first big Disney push for Doctor Who, which, beautiful. Let's see how that goes. But there's that, and there's also the new release date schedule. What date it's coming out? 2 episodes on the first day, midnight in the UK.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. And we'll be getting in your calls, so... when this episode goes out, I will hopefully have already put the call out, but if I haven't already, if the page hasn't updated, send them in anyway. Give your thoughts on the release date changes, time schedule changes, and if the trailer is out by Friday, trailer thoughts as well. Feel free to send in one then.
Man's on his business right now.
Yes. Wow. Well, we've been recording for 1 hour and 10 minutes. This is going to be a long episode for you, buddy.
That's okay. That's fine with me.
Crispy, have you got any closing comments, or are we just ending with that?
Oh, just thanks. 100 episodes is insane.
I'd love if it just ended as he said thanks and that was it.
Oh, thanks. That's it. I'm going to go to work and have some cake and eat it too. You know?
Go on, eat some right now as I close the podcast. You just sit there and eat it while I talk. Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 100 of Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. We will be back next week with episode 101, where I can say it because we obviously are going to. We're going to be talking about, like I said, the release date schedule, the new announced release date and double episode premiere of season 1, and also this potential new trailer Disney are putting out, where maybe this time they'll leak someone in the episode again like they did with Bonnie Langford. So who knows what happens. So thank you all very much for watching and listening to this podcast for the last 100 episodes. If you're on YouTube or Spotify, thank you for watching. Definitely not Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google Podcasts, or wherever else this podcast has ended up, thank you for listening as well. We greatly appreciate you.
We love you a lot.
And thank you for calling in. Keep your calls coming in every week on every new topic. And we will see you all next time for some more Doctor Who chatting. So until then, thank you all for watching. Goodbye from Crispy.
Bye.
And goodbye from me. Goodbye. Alan Zeeman.
Alan Zeeman!